have fun.
Instant inspiration. It's easy to tear it down. This is Dr. Herb L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California. It's easy to tear it down. You know, you've got to experiment. You've got to reach out and you've got to try things. And give it your best. And if it isn't what you wanted, don't be so tied up to your work, so possessed by what you've done. Tear it down. Start over again. I think that all of us who've worked on computers have learned a certain amount of of ability to give up things. We're right in the middle of creating some beautiful piece of artwork or some graphics or an article, and poof, it's gone. And we didn't save it as we should have, and poof, it's gone. And we think to ourselves, my goodness, how could I ever repeat that? And it was such good stuff. You know? It's always our best stuff that gets lost, you know. And so you learn how to let it go, because it doesn't do good to worry about it and say, well, where is it? Where is it? And it is somewhere if you know where to look, but usually you don't know where to look. So you have to let it go. And when you let it go, then you start and do it over again, and perhaps you do it a little better. But you do another little thing, which is very important while you're doing it over. And what is that? You save it. You save it, and you save it, and you save it.
From the very beginning.
From the very beginning. You save it, you see. So therefore, by tearing it down, by letting it go, you learn that you should save it. Save it very often. Save it every few seconds, in fact, if you're being creative and having all sorts of good ideas coming out. Now, we had a fence built around the property here. It was a modesty fence for our neighbors, and we had it built so that our neighbors would not have to see us sunbathing all over the property. And it was lovely. Then we bought another piece of property, and we tore that fence down between us and that property. That was nice. Then we bought another piece of property, and we tore that fence down between them. Meanwhile, we had just recently put those fences up. We put them up within 1 year and tore them down. And they were quite expensive, but they did the job. They were very wonderful for everyone concerned. And it was a very joyful thing. The school of the master was at that period of time, I believe, and we had all sorts of other nice activities here, and it was very wonderful. So then we bought 2.5 acres, and we had to put a fence beyond that so that we could square things out. And we squared things out very nicely. And we ran the fence so it would go all the way up over a little mountain. And it was very pretty, the idea. But when the fence got built, the builder had so much trouble with it, putting it into stone and into dirt, keeping the fence standing up, because the fence was going to fall over all the time. Well, we told the builder to come back and fix the fence, and he didn't do it, and he didn't do it. Months passed, and the fence is lying there, looking very shoddy, and so I told our handyman, I said, I don't like that. Tear it down. Okay. So he's torn it half down, probably finish the rest of it tomorrow. But it looks so much better without a fence that's falling over up there, an uncared fence. An uncared for project is a very sad project, and you have to just tear it down. And you can't say, I spent money on that, I spent dollars on that. That's a lot of effort, a lot of work there. But no, you just have to release it. You have to let it go. So, this is just the way things go. In all of life, we have to just be able to tear it down. We have to not be possessed by things. We have to release them as we make them, and if someone uses it, fine. If not, fine. I give this group here my very, 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 very best. I make up wonderful daily schedules. And as soon as I make up the schedule, I say, now please check the schedule here. Check the schedule to make sure that it's all correct. And everybody says, it's all correct. It's all just excellent. So then I print off enough for everybody. And then, lo and behold, you come up Changes. Ellen brings changes. Sylvie brings changes. Ingeborg brings changes. And Dodi brings changes. Everybody brings changes. But if you didn't, you should have. So the thing is, you should have read those very carefully to see that the hours and the minutes, they all fit. And that it all jived. It wasn't really that important, but we like to have it somewhat carefully done. So I redid it again, and I redid it again, and I redid it again. And then all of a sudden, new schedules started coming out as to when we're going to have our meditation, and when we're going to do this. We should have it before lunch, and then we should have to do this after lunch. And I thought, well, okay, I'll just make it up that way. So I made it up. Now it's by the minute. And I don't know that I made any mistakes. I think it's all pretty carefully done. And all the time zones are just fit. In fact, I caught errors that we hadn't caught before as I was redoing the thing. But it doesn't make any difference to me to tear it down, because I come up with all sorts of really neat ideas while I'm reconstructing it and redesigning it and rebuilding it, and I'm learning new things about the computer. It's a wonderful thing. It's really a wonderful thing. And if we would all just be willing to take our sacred cow and get rid of it, to take our special things that we have made, our article, which is sacrosanct and should never be touched, our poetry, my goodness, which should never be handled by any other hands but ours, and our painting or our graphics or our, you know, creation, whatever the creation may be. Of course, you do something like Michelangelo on the Sistine Chapel, and you really don't want anybody fooling around with it. But he's a professional. He's top of the line. And like Mozart, he wrote letter-perfect music, which was exquisite. And you don't want anybody fooling with that. But most of us are still polishing our diamond. And we don't mind having someone come in and buff it a little bit for us. This morning, as we were singing our om, we had a beautiful om. It was about as good as usual, but just a little tiny bit better. And so after the om, we hugged and kissed. And then when Dodi came to me, I took her in my arms and I rubbed my hands up and down her back so that her back just became like butter. And she just said, "Oh, that feels so good." And of course it felt good. Because what did Dodi do? She let go. She relaxed. She relaxed as my hands rubbed up and down her back and let go. And if she had been tense and stiff, she wouldn't have the same feeling at all. But you see, that's part of the game of learning to let go and not holding on to things, being very relaxed about it and being very peaceful about it. So train yourself to make it easy to tear things down. Don't worry about it. It's not that you should build to tear it down. You should build to do your best. But if it isn't to be, it comes down, and it's no big deal. And everyone can do that. So that's my suggestion to you today in this instant inspiration coming to you direct from Campbell on a very lovely day with the wind blowing about 35 miles an hour, and the sky full of clouds, sun warm and toasty in about the 63 degrees. So that's what we monks have to suffer through. I love you.